But first tonight, the Fair Work Australia report on the Health Services Union is now open for the public to read. The report was published tonight after the industrial watchdog recommended civil court action against four people connected to the union. Two are still serving, one is a former auditor and the fourth is a former union official. The report says money was spent on escort services during the time when the federal MP Craig Thompson was National Secretary. The money came from HSU members, who are mostly low-paid hospital cleaners and porters. Mr. Thompson issued a statement claiming that he was innocent and labelling the Fair Work investigation a joke. Chief political correspondent Sabra Lane joins me now. It's a big fat document, but an enormous amount of it is about process. What's the meat of it?
Yes, 1,100 pages all up, Mark, and we've not had much time. It's only been dropped to us in the last 40-50 minutes. It's quite extensive. Most of the report is centred around Craig Thompson himself. Earlier today, the General Manager of Fair Work Australia, Bernadette O'Neill, said she'd weighed up this report and had decided to take civil action in the federal court on all 181 contraventions identified in this report. And the report does make for very interesting reading. Specifically on Craig Thompson, the report author finds that Mr. Thompson spent $71,000 directly on his own election campaign. He also finds that cash withdrawals were made specifically on his union-issued MasterCard totalling $103,000 in the period from 2002 to 2007.
$103,000.
Yes, a lot of money. Mr. Thompson told Fair Work Australia that he had accounted for this money and specifically given receipts and vouchers to the financial controller of the union. Yet when the financial controller was questioned by Fair Work Australia about this, the financial controller couldn't recall on any occasion in which cash had been returned. The report also goes on specifically to say that $5,700 was spent on prostitutes, that Mr. Thompson used a diner's club card to make the payments for that and for hotels associated with this.
Does it comment on Mr. Thompson's consistent denials of that, where he says that he wasn't there, somebody else used his card, he has alibis, that kind of thing?
To be fair, I've been flicking quickly through the report. It says Mr. Thompson was unable at points to explain how the expenditure was incurred.
There's a lot about hotels and air travel and long taxi rides and trips with his wife.
Chocolates and cigarettes, these things being bought on credit cards. The report does say a reasonable person in Mr. Thompson's position as National Secretary would not have used his credit cards to make these payments. A reasonable person in Mr. Thompson's position as National Secretary would have not purported to authorise those payments, knowing that such payments were not for the purposes of carrying out the objects of the Health Services Union.
But this may come to legalisms, mayn't it, if it's going to a civil court action? Is the reasonable person test the one that will apply, or will there be questions of the law which override that?
Exactly. All these issues now will go before the federal court. Before this report was made public today, Mark, Mr. Thompson himself issued a statement once Bernadette O'Neill from Fair Work Australia said that she was initiating court action. Let's hear from Craig Thompson.
Well, this whole Fair Work investigation has been a joke from start to finish, so we're not really expecting today to be any different in terms of that. I mean, what clearly has been shown from Fair Work Australia is their incompetence and their inability to get things done, and you know, why should today be any different? And I will defend my position in relation to these issues. The most important investigations are those police investigations, some of which are concluded, some of which haven't, and we will continue to see those through, and I'm clear at the end, sure at the end of the day that my name will be cleared.
Craig Thompson. Now, Sabra, what's the government, how has the government reacted to all of this?
it's responded swiftly, Mark, because of course it wants to be seen to be dealing with this, and it wants the issue pushed to one side so that it can deal with the budget tomorrow night. The Workplace Relations Minister, Bill Shorten, has just held a media conference. He says that this report is disturbing, the allegations are very distasteful, but he also points out that Craig Thompson and the others named in this report are owed a presumption of innocence, that it's appropriate for these matters to go before the courts. But in saying all of that, he says it is time to strengthen the penalties for wrongdoing within unions. He points out that he believes that there are only a few rotten apples who are responsible for the misuse of members' funds here, but he says it's time to tighten up the laws. He also points out that Fair Work Australia has been acting on legislation that was put in place under the Howard government and under the previous Workplace Relations Minister, Tony Abbott. So he's trying also to finger the opposition for being partly responsible for the predicament they're in. But he says it's time to tighten the laws. Let's listen now to Bill Shorten.
The Fair Work Australia investigation process has taken too long. This is unacceptable. I've said this before. There are some serious systems issues that arise from this drawn-out process. I think the other unfortunate consequence is that this process has cast some doubts about the transparency and accountability of the broader trade union movement. I believe that the problems which are reported in parts of the Health Services Union are not representative of the actions of the broader trade union movement. Now that the Fair Work investigation stage is concluded, it's appropriate for the government to act on some of these issues. This is why the Labor government will, firstly, introduce legislation to improve the accountability and transparency of registered organisations via financial disclosure obligations, higher penalties and proactive compliance education. Secondly, we will commit to introduce legislation to implement any recommendations from the KPMG review into Fair Work Australia's investigative capacities once this review is completed.
Bill Shorten speaking there about the Fair Work Australia report. Sabra Lane, I guess one of the things that most people know by now is that the HSU issued credit cards with extremely vague or lax rules. Would you expect that there would be broad bipartisan support for legislation such as Bill Shorten outlines there to tighten things up so that can never happen again?
I would imagine that there would be. And that KPMG report that we just heard Bill Shorten talking about, Fair Work Australia has commissioned its own report to look at it and why it's taken 4 years for the organisation to come to this point. It's also asked KPMG to look at whether they've dealt with this issue appropriately, but also to see whether there has been political interference, because the allegation has been here from the opposition that Fair Work Australia has been on a go slow, and the implication being that someone from the government has told the organisation to go slow. So Bill Shorten's saying if KPMG finds something in relation to how the investigation was done full stop, that the government's prepared to act, and he's giving that blanket guarantee without knowing what KPMG will find.
Sabra Lane, Chief Political Correspondent, thank you.